USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An extreme and dangerous heat wave in the northwestern U.S. has the potential to smash multiple records, according to forecasters. Seattle and Portland are among the areas expecting to see all-time highs. Here's CBS meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
This is a historic heat dome, the most intense on record. In fact, it is a once-in-a-thousand-year event.
Temperatures are expected to be 20 to 30 degrees above average in Oregon, Washington, and northern Idaho this weekend, meaning they could climb into the 110s. A surfer was seriously injured Saturday in a great white shark attack about 20 miles south of San Francisco. The 39-year-old victim was in the water Saturday morning at Gray Whale Cove State Beach in San Mateo County when the shark attacked him, the sheriff's office said. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
After a year of protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the city of Portland, Oregon, is grappling with an increasingly disgruntled police force amid an uptick in violent crime and continued calls to defund law enforcement agencies. City leaders have scrambled to address both staffing shortages and reform demands by activists, walking a tightrope between those calling for a return to the status quo and others pushing for a demilitarized police department. Sydney, Australia, on Saturday night began a two-week lockdown amid a surge in cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced the lockdown and associated stay-at-home orders.
If we're going to do this, we need to do it properly. There's no point doing a three-day lockdown and then having the virus continue to bubble away in the community. A few days ago, I said this was the scariest time that I felt since the pandemic started, and that's proven to be the case.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Mike Gravel, a former U.S. Senator from Alaska, who read the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record and confronted Barack Obama about nuclear weapons during a later presidential run, has died. He was 91. Gravel, who represented Alaska as a Democrat in the Senate from 1969 to 1981, died Saturday. Gravel had been living in Seaside, California, and was in failing health, said Theodore W. Johnson, a former aide. Wendy King reports of an opioid settlement in New York.
Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson has agreed to a $230 million settlement with the state of New York in an opioid case, according to Attorney General Letitia James. The settlement resolves the state's claims over J&J's role in fueling the opioid epidemic. It also bars the companies from selling the painkillers nationwide. The company didn't admit any liability or wrongdoing in the settlement, but they told NBC News they're consistent with prior agreements to pay $5 billion to settle opioid claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments nationwide. The settlement money will be used for opioid prevention, treatment, and education statewide. James says she filed the lawsuit against five other manufacturers in addition to J&J in March, along with members of the Sackler family as owners of Purdue Pharma. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.